Listen, this is our seems like the first half's gone by pretty fast. This is our final weekend as a team back to the hockey schedule. So it's a big weekend for us. Coming off a tough loss versus Cornell, clearly we're disappointed. Thought we played overall pretty well. Just couldn't find a way to number one, we had a 1-0 lead, and then not finding a way to extend the lead, and then giving it up in the third period was tough. And we just couldn't find a way to score. And I think that clearly hurt us. So disappointed about that. But now, like, we got to get back to playing, really good hockey going in to this weekend against a very good Merrimack team, and we had some tough games against last year. So our guys are looking forward to this final weekend before break.
All right, we'll start with Rick.
Hey, Coach, looking at the weekend ahead, and particularly the game at Merrimack, it's no secret that BU over the recent years has struggled. They won games, but they probably lost more than they have in the last maybe 6 or 7 years. Even the Eichel year, there was only a tie there. What is it about Merrimack's style of play and their rank that provides such a problem for BU style of play?
I mean, it's a tough place to play. There's not a lot of space up there in that rink. Things happen very quickly. So we just got to make sure that we're ready from the start. I thought last year we weren't ready from the start of that game. I thought we started getting better as the game went on, but we got down, I think, 3-0, and it's tough to come back up there. So I think for us, it's just being ready right from the start, because you can get behind quickly up there if you're not ready to play. Like, things happen really quick in a small building like that. So I think for us, it's just being ready to play right from the drop of the puck.
Ryan, go ahead.
Back to the last week's game against Quinnipiac. Is there any sort of added confidence that the team gets from taking down the reigning national champion, and also the way that the team kind of pulled it out there at the end?
Yeah, I think it gave our team some confidence. It didn't translate to the next game, so it's really just take one game at a time. And but I think it does show that our guys, we feel like we can play with anyone, and Quinnipiac's a very good team. You watch them on tape, and you think they're pretty good, but then when you play them live, you realize they're better than you even thought. So they're a very tough matchup, and for us to come back against them, I think that was huge for us. But like I said, it didn't translate to the next game. So we got to find our game again, starting tomorrow.
Andrew, go ahead.
I know, you've said plenty about Lane Hutson's play over these last 2 seasons, but he was just named Defender of the Month for Hockey East. I just didn't know if you had any comments on what you're seeing from him this season.
Well, I'm not surprised. I think he won that a handful of times last year, at least once or twice. I think he's playing a lot better the last few weekends. I thought early on, I mean, he was still playing well, but I think he was like he's such a competitive kid. He puts a lot in his own shoulders, and I think at times he was trying to almost do too much. And I think the last few 3, 4 weekends, he's really settled into his game again. And I mean, he's a special player, and he's a special player for us, both offensively and defensively. He can really drive possession for us, drive play for us offensively, and he's on the ice a lot for us. So I can't say enough good things about him. And he the big thing for me with him, and we talk about, is his competitiveness and his willingness to want to make a difference. And he loves to win, and he loves the game, which is, it's a lot of fun when you see players like that come to the rink every day and have a passion and love being on the ice, and love trying to not only make themselves better, but help their teammates get better.
Go back to Rick.
Coach, could you comment on the development of Gavin McCarthy, who seems to be getting more ice time and playing in more critical situations lately?
Yeah, he's come a long way from the start. Seems like he's getting better every week, every game. He's getting much better defensively with his stick, much better ending plays. Seems like he has a lot more confidence with the puck as well. He's making some great outlet passes. He's getting more of his shots through. So been very happy with his last few weekends. I thought he was very good against Cornell. So, we expect him to continue to grow as a player. And You know, a lot of times with freshmen, you know, their second half, a lot of times they'll take off. And, you know, I think we have those expectations for Gavin.
Brian, go ahead.
Yeah, so as we're kind of reaching the halfway point here with this series, I'm wondering what you think that the team's identity is, you know, halfway through the season, and what do you think there's still to improve on in the second semester?
Yeah, I think we've been inconsistent. That's probably my biggest takeaway up to this point is we haven't been consistent in our game and how we play with our execution. Like for us, our execution on breakouts and transition is usually when we're at our best, and it hasn't been there enough. There's been times of flashes of it, but we have to get back to playing that style where we're executing, we're playing fast, we're making it hard on teams to stay up on us. We're just transitioning before they have a chance to get back into their defensive structure, and that's when we're at our best, and we need to get back to that. And I thought versus Cornell, when we're really good too, is in the offensive zone, we're creating second and third chances. And there wasn't enough of that against Cornell. I thought we were a little bit too perimeter. So we got to start getting back inside.
Andrew, go ahead.
I was just wondering what you're seeing from Ty Gallagher this year and just how he's progressed in your time as coach.
Yeah, I think Ty, he's struggled a little bit early. It seems like the last three or four weekends, again, he's getting his confidence back. He's getting some more minutes. For him, when he plays a simple game, that's when he's at his best. When he gets the puck, he moves it quick. He's good at joining the rush. He's good at seeing the ice. It's when he's forcing things is when he gets in trouble, and he's done much less of that recently. He's been very good for us on the penalty kill recently. So his game's rounding into form, and we expect him to have a really good second half as well, and a good last weekend here.
Rick, go ahead.
After the gauntlet of the last four games against ranked teams, are you having any concerns about, you know, any kind of letdown about playing Merrimack, which is not a ranked team?
I don't think so. I don't think it's going to be a letdown. A lot of guys here played against Merrimack last year. They know what they're all about, so I don't think there'll be any letdown. We played Merrimack in the Hockey East Finals last year, and they gave us everything we could handle. You know, we were lucky to get out of that with an overtime win with the way they played. So I don't think there'll be any letdown. I think our guys do understand as well, like going up there is tough. It's tough playing in that building. So I think our guys understand that, and I don't think there'll be a letdown from that standpoint. And also, this is our last weekend going into break. I mean, there's a long stretch after this. So I think our team will be ready.